I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Waldo Emerson, in his essay called Self-Reliance, he said, God will not have his work manifest by cowards. That means you cannot sit around and wait for something to come to you.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by the Mirror of Motivation, your self-guide to self-discipline. If you want to have more discipline over yourself, this is the only book you need. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/MOM. Congrats on tuning into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive. And on top of all this, you get the bonus of the personal initiative, the energy to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. And today we're talking some personal initiative. We're talking about opportunity today. And I've talked about opportunity in many episodes of this podcast. If you go to DreAllDay.com/podcast, you can search through the archive and see all the past episodes that we have published here. And many times the opportunity has been the subject. But today I want to tell you something about opportunity that has been maybe taught to you that is not necessarily true. And then I'm going to take the metaphor and break it down, explain why this isn't true and what you need to do about it. The metaphor is opportunity knocks. You ever heard someone say that opportunity knocks? Was a lie. Opportunity does not knock. Opportunity does not knock. And I talked about this in the episode on don't waste time waiting, but we're going to get a clear understanding here today about what opportunity actually does, what opportunity does not do, and what you can do about it. The definition of this word opportunity is a set of circumstances that makes something possible. Again, a set of circumstances that makes something possible. See, this set of circumstances that makes it possible for you to do something that maybe you want to do, that is not going to come knock on your door. Well, let's get right into the points and I'll explain exactly what I mean. Point number one, opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't come and knock on your door. It is not going to come bump into you. It's not going to interrupt you while you're walking down the street, looking at your phone, not even noticing the people who you're about to walk into on the sidewalk. Opportunity just walks around. This is what opportunity does. It just walks about minding its own business. It is not looking for you. It is not making eye contact with you. It is not trying to interrupt you from whatever it is that you're doing. All it does is go around minding its own business. Opportunity does not come to you. You ever thought opportunity comes to you? Opportunity does not come to you. So when somebody says, I'm waiting on an opportunity, I'm hoping for an opportunity, they're going to be waiting and hoping for a really long time, probably until the point they realize that waiting and hoping is not a good strategy. You should probably pass them this episode of my podcast. Just send them a link. Opportunity does not come to you, people. What opportunity exists for is for you to recognize and dominate the opportunity, to jump on top of that opportunity. Take advantage of the opportunity once you have recognized it. That is your job. It is not opportunity's job to come to you or to knock on your door or to make sure you see it. All it does is just walk around. It's not even paying any attention. It is oblivious to all of the people around it. It is the people's job or the person's job, whoever's interested in that opportunity, to notice, hey, that's an opportunity right there, and then to go do something about it, to pounce on that opportunity, dominate that opportunity, and control the opportunity. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, God will not have his work manifest by cowards. Again, that's Ralph Waldo Emerson in his essay called Self-Reliance. He said, God will not have his work manifest by cowards. That means you cannot sit around and wait for something to come to you, because if that's all you're doing, it'll never come to you. Even if it's trying to come to you, somebody who is more aggressive will notice that it's trying to come to you, and they'll just go intercept it. They'll just intercept it and take what you thought was going to be yours, because it wasn't yours because you never had it. They'll take what you thought was going to be yours and they'll make it theirs, and then you'll be sitting there looking dumb, wondering why you don't have that opportunity that you thought was coming your way. You got to go and, first of all, notice it. Second of all, take advantage of what you notice. Point number two, today's topic is opportunity does not knock. Somebody told you they did, that it does, they lied, or they were just misinformed usually. Point number two, opportunity is not a birthright, ladies and gentlemen. You are not destined for opportunity. You are not guaranteed an opportunity. No opportunity is owed to you. And another thing about opportunity, they are not equal. You ever heard the saying equal opportunity? It's not true. There's no equal opportunity. Just as they say, all men are created equal. That's true, but all men do not remain equal. Opportunity is not equal. Opportunity is not owed to anyone. If you're going to get an opportunity, you got to go and figure out where it is or go create it wherever you're at. It is not owed to you. Just because you're alive doesn't mean you're owed an opportunity. And whatever opportunity you get does not have to be equal to what somebody else gets. Somebody else could get way less than you in terms of opportunity, or somebody else could have way more than you in terms of opportunity. It's because we all have a choice to create opportunity. We can all create as much as we want or as little as we want, and that's how it becomes unbalanced. Opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, is not something that happens to you. Opportunity is not a thing that you go find or a thing that you go create, contrary to what you may have been told. Opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, is a decision. You make a decision to create an opportunity. When I wrote a post on my website back in, I probably wrote this post maybe in 2010, and it's called, If You Want to Play Professional Basketball, Read This. And I give you four or five points there that everyone who wants to be a professional basketball player needs to do in order to make that dream a reality. And the number one point is make a decision. The first thing you need to do to become this thing is make a decision. And you could take out pro basketball. You could put anything in that you want. Anything that you don't have yet, but is something that you would want in the future, the first thing you must do is decide that this is absolutely going to happen. See, once you decide something's going to happen, you're going to create some opportunities that the person who has yet to make the decision that is going to happen, they're not going to create those opportunities because they haven't decided that this is what they want to do. Therefore, they're not even looking for it. Therefore, they're not even thinking of ways to create that set of circumstances that makes it possible, because they're not even thinking about it. It's not on their mind because they haven't made a decision. When you make a decision, that's the only thing on your mind. Nothing else needs to be on your mind when you've decided, because you cut off everything else. That's what decision comes from. Incision, right? Incision means to cut off. There is nothing else. So opportunity is something that you decide on, and you decide that you're going to make an opportunity. You decide that you're going to hunt an opportunity down. You decide that there is one right there and you're going to be the one who goes and gets it, not anybody else before you, not anybody else going to grab onto it and take it stronger than you. Point number three, today's topic is opportunity does not knock. Opportunity is not a guarantee. Inopportunity is not a guarantee is the better way to state it. Just because you have an opportunity to do something does not guarantee that it's going to turn into anything fruitful. It does not guarantee that just because someone gives you an opportunity to work for them on a trial period doesn't guarantee you're going to get a job. Just because you have an opportunity for an interview doesn't mean you're going to get hired. Just because you have an opportunity for trying out for a team doesn't mean that you're going to make it. Just because you have an opportunity to put your word out there through a book or an article or a podcast episode doesn't mean anybody's going to give a damn about it. The opportunity is just an opportunity. It's nothing else. Remember the definition of the word opportunity. It is a set of circumstances that makes an outcome possible. This is the key word, possible. It doesn't guarantee an outcome. It does not even increase the chances of an outcome. All it does is make the outcome possible. That's all opportunity does, is make the outcome possible. So you can have all the opportunity in the world and still fail. You can have more opportunity than anybody else on your block and still fall flat on your face. You can have opportunity after opportunity every single day of your life and still be a loser who achieves absolutely nothing. All opportunity is, ladies and gentlemen, is a possibility. It is nothing more than that. It doesn't take you any further than that. How much further you go or how much more an opportunity becomes is 100% up to you and your actions. The question is, what are you going to do once the opportunity has presented itself? Are you going, first of all, are you going to get the opportunity? First of all, are you going to notice the opportunity? If it presents itself, and I'm assuming you've noticed because you see that it presented itself, what are you going to go get the opportunity? And then once you go get it, what are you going to do with it? Just having it alone doesn't mean anything. What actions are you going to take? How are you going to follow up on that opportunity? How are you going to make sure it turns into something fruitful and useful for you? How are you going to do those things? You don't have to have the answers right now off the top of your head, but these are things that you will need to answer at some point in your journey if opportunity is the thing between you and where you want to go. If it's some one of the things between you and where you want to go. Understanding that is not a guarantee. You just because you have it again doesn't mean it can't be taken away from you, especially if someone gives you an opportunity. If you're waiting for someone to give you an opportunity, understand just as quickly as they gave it to you, they could take it back from you. Just as quickly as they gave it to you, somebody else could come get it and say, well, why don't you give it to me instead of giving it to him? And they'll decide, you know what, I'm gonna give it to him instead. I'm gonna give it to her instead of giving it to you. The same, just as easily as you received it, it could be taken away. Now, an opportunity you create, now you got a little bit of ownership of that, but if you do nothing with it, somebody else is going to come grab it. Why? Because you're not taking advantage of the opportunity. Opportunity gets bored quickly, people. When opportunity is with you, meaning you noticed it, you grabbed it, you seized it, you created it. When opportunity is with you, if it stays restless, it gets restless. If it stays inactive for too long, then it gets restless and it leaves you. It says, okay, look, I got to go somewhere and do something. For those of you who are very physically active, if you're sitting in the house for too long, you're like, man, I got to go do something. I got to go to the gym. I got to go take a walk. I got to go do some push-ups. I got to go up and down the steps a few times. I got to do something. I got to move around. That's what opportunity is like. Opportunity gets restless when it's just sitting around. Nothing's being done with it. So if you have an opportunity and you're doing nothing with it, you're not going to have that opportunity for long, because opportunity is not going to just sit around and wait for you to get ready to do something with it. It's saying, okay, what are we going to do today? If you don't know what we're going to do today, then it's going to go find something else. It's going to go find somebody else who has a plan, somebody else who's ready to take some action. You don't even have to have a plan. You just got to have something that you want to do. Opportunity does not want to sit around for too long with anybody. I don't care how good you are, how happy you are to have it, how much you admire it, and how much attention you pay to it. If all you do with an opportunity is sit around and do nothing, that opportunity will leave you or will just be taken from you. Let's recap today's topic, which is opportunity does not knock. Somebody says opportunity knocks. It doesn't knock. When's the last time opportunity knocked on your door? It doesn't. Definition of opportunity. It's a set of circumstances that makes something possible. Keep that in mind as we recap. Point number one, opportunity walks about. It does not knock. It just minds its own business. It is not going to come to you. It's not going to scream your name out. It's not going to come interrupt you. It's not going to close your laptop while you're working on something. Opportunity just walks around. It's your job to recognize opportunity and pounce on that opportunity and then take advantage of the opportunity to make sure it remains yours. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, God will not have his work manifest by cowards. In other words, you will not receive opportunity just because you're sitting around waiting for it, praying for it, asking for it, writing it down, hoping for it. You got to go and take the opportunity once you notice that it exists. Point number two, opportunity is not a birthright, and it is by definition definitely not equal. Opportunity is not equal at all, because anyone can create one, anyone can lose one, anyone can see a bigger one than somebody else saw. You choose how much opportunity you're going to have. Opportunity is completely a decision, people. A decision that you'll make one, a decision that you'll hunt one down, a decision that you will do something with one once you have it, however you are able to obtain it. Point number three, opportunity is not a guarantee. Remember, the definition of opportunity is the circumstances that makes things possible. Possible just means it could happen, doesn't mean it will happen. You can have all the opportunity in the world, fail. You can fall flat on your face with opportunity. You can still be a loser even though you have more opportunity than everybody else in the neighborhood. You can still achieve absolutely nothing. All opportunity is a possibility, nothing more. Whether you do something with it or not depends on your actions, which means you need to work on your game. DreAllDay.com. people like you who listen to the Work On Your Game podcast. They also subscribe to and read the Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to the Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.